Hey, everybody. We are so excited to recap season 23, episode 7 of The Bachelor. It was a savage night filled with lots of rumors and roses, and we're going to recap it all right after this. Stay
tuned.
You're
tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wild episode.
I know. Oh, my gosh, you guys. It was so good. I cannot believe that next week is hometowns.
It feels like it's time, though.
Does it? I think we could have, like, done one more episode in between. She said. Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready for it.
You guys, we're so excited to recap the episode. I'm your host, Christina Zias, and I have a full panel with me tonight. I have Jeffrey over here.
Guys, I have so many thoughts about tonight's episode, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. And Christine.
What up, guys? I'm back.
And we have Mike back in
the
house.
What's up? I'm back again, and you know it's going to be a good night because Jeff and I both got haircuts for this
episode.
Guys, looking very fresh.
Very important.
Very important.
And I'm so happy to be back. I was so sad last week.
I
was out in Palm Springs, and I literally made the entire house I was with watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff, so you
of course
know.
You should. Last week's episode, before we dive in.
You know what? Last week's episode, I felt like so much happened, and it was the most boring episode for me.
Yeah.
I feel like we got rid of a lot of people that should have already been gone.
What did you think of the Demi exit?
I felt for her.
Yeah.
I actually felt bad for Demi. I felt like she was vulnerable, and I feel like everything that happened with her mom, I think she put so much out there. Mm. And to open herself up to Cole and to go for that and to share those moments with him, I believed her when she said she was falling in love with him.
She's paired. Good journey on Paradise.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I love Demi. That was a mistake. Yeah, she's going to crush it.
But you know, she was not right for Colton. I mean, did anyone believe Demi was going to end up with Colton? No.
No, I didn't believe they were a match, but I will say it would have been entertaining to see her in this dynamic.
Yes.
And how this.
Oh, you're so right.
Absolutely.
She would have made this that much more entertaining.
You're so
and
right.
I'm so happy you're back, girl. Girl power on this panel.
Thanks, girl.
I was holding it down for the ladies.
I know. You were. You did a good job, though. You did a good job. We were proud. All right, so we get back. We are no longer in Southeast Asia. We are back in the States, in Denver, in Colton's hometown, and we see him meeting up with Ben Higgins.
Thirsty.
So
guys,
romantic.
Okay, oh, I don't... Gosh. You think Ben is so thirsty?
Kind of.
Guys, obviously, you all know that Jeff looks like Ben, but obviously a way better looking
no,
version.
No, that's so true. That's so false. I'm like the cable news version of Ben Higgins, is what I am. I
disagree.
That's very nice.
And I know our chat disagrees as well. Anyways, why do you think he's so thirsty?
I just feel like... Like, did it make any sense for him to actually... Do you think him and Colton are actually friends? He's
no.
like, bro, every time we talk, I'm just so glad we have these conversations.
Because they talked three times.
I think he does get advice. And actually, Colton has gone on Ben and Ashley's podcast several times. So I do think that they have a little bit of a relationship.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. We're so used to seeing past leads more in the beginning of the season, where they have, like, the chat and kind of, you know, get you prepared for the season. But to see him come in now... Right around crunch time. I mean, I wasn't mad about it because he did give him some solid advice.
He did.
Yeah, my only thing is that I actually feel like, and I think Jeffy called this out, Ben has not been very successful in the Bachelor world.
That's a good point.
Really? Should Colton be taking advice from him? I don't know.
I mean, he did. He said lean in and be intentional.
Okay.
That's what stuck out to me. That was really it.
Yeah, but I could have given that advice. I always feel like, they have to plug and get another contestant in somehow as like a little celebrity cameo or something like that.
Listen, Ben is getting his checks. He made an appearance on VIP last year with that stupid, like,
oh, that was
sombrero
that
song.
Was thirsty.
I think
you
want to talk
about that was thirst.
That was thirst.
I do think Ben just wants to remind everyone that he's still single.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if he is, though.
Okay, technically not, but if the Bachelor world calls, he might be single for them.
Right.
For ABC.
Right.
He might be single for ABC. Anyways, I mean, Ben seems like a good dude. So anyways, hopefully Colton listens to, I think he did listen to his advice. And leaned in.
Last thing I'll say about Ben, though, I liked him a lot on his season. The longer he's just kind of, like, clawed onto the franchise, the less I've believed him.
Mm.
He's every time I see him, I believe him less and less.
Do you just feel like politician?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, aspiring youth pastor or something.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's hard for me to put my finger on it, but I don't buy the authenticity anymore.
I'm laughing because that was true.
Well, and part of it is that Chad actually spilled some tea about Ben on our Bachelor Chad podcast.
Ooh, you guys got
what did
that
he
out.
Say?
Okay. He said, so you'll have to check out the podcast, but I'll quickly tease it. Chad said he got Ben to break. So do you remember when Ben had a reality show called Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After on Freeform?
Yes.
He said they were doing an hour-long take where Ben was trying to get Chad to apologize. And Chad's like, I'm not going to apologize. I'm sorry, man. Because Chad just never does. He does what he wants always.
Always.
However you feel about Chad Johnson, he's like plays by his own rules.
Yeah.
And finally he said Ben was like, dude, you need to listen to me right now. You need to effing apologize right now for this thing because we're making a TV show and you're not cooperating. And Chad's and Chad goes, oh, you mad, bro? And he goes, no, it's fine. I can tell. And he like brought it back.
So that was the real Ben?
That's what Chad says. He says he got him to break.
I mean, I can kind of see that because I do feel like he's always
repressed.
Playing, or like just playing a character.
Yeah.
The version of him that America, that he thinks America wants to see.
I agree.
All right. Well, anyways, after Ben's little moment, we see all the girls. And the dates start right away, and Colton chooses Tayshia. Christine, were you surprised that Tayshia was the first one that Colton stole away?
No, because I saw the same thing that I saw last week, this week, that he's using Tayshia for some sort of emotional crutch and support. I think their conversations always end up with her kind of nurturing him in that respect. I wrote down that he was more devastated to hear from her that his front runners who they weren't who he thought they were than the time that they spent together. Like, it was a cute date, but I think that changed the whole dynamic once he heard that from
her. The biggest emotional moment was finding out about other girls, you're saying.
Absolutely. Yes. I completely agree. Mike, what do you think?
I agree with what you guys are saying, but on the flip side, I thought she actually had a perfect date for putting out in the world that kind of information. Because to me, it was actually a small part of the date. They had fun going out and eating and walking the dog and ice cream and yada yada, all that nonsense, and her sitting in something and him wiping it off her butt. Awesome. But she was able to sneak in that little bit of information. So to me, the majority of the date was awesome about them, but she got the important information. Flip side, some of the other girls that got sent home, they make the majority of their date, or at least what we see, about some kind of drama and other girls, which is not what you're supposed to be doing if you're trying to win Colton.
I think for me, a really telling moment was that Colton approached Tayshia because he said, I want you to know I never questioned your readiness.
Yeah.
That was a big moment. Mm-hmm. So obviously he really respects her and trusts her.
True.
However, I agree with you, Christine. I felt like a lot of this, I'm like, is she just being friend-zoned right now? Is she, like, almost like his aunt, like his mom that he, like, needs advice from? And I did see so much disappointment in his eyes when he heard that Kaylin and Cassie come out and, like, negative words associated with them. So, yeah. I don't know. If I were Tayshia in this moment, she did have, like, these, like, little sly smiles.
Yes.
Like, I felt like she knew what she was doing.
I think Tayshia's kind of shady. And here's why. Excuse me. So, She was like insisting, she's like, listen, I would not have told Colton anything unless he asked me first. And Kirpa used the ask me first defense later. That's
right.
Like the common motif of this episode.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But before the date, Tayshia in her, what do they call this, in the moment?
Yeah, she said she was ready to tell.
She was like, I'm going to tell him. Uh-huh, like she was going in no matter what Colton was going to say.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was smiling. When he brought up the Cassie Kaylin thing, she started grinning. When he saw that she was sad, she started quietly grinning. And I like Tayshia, I think. In terms of their connection, I know what you mean about it feeling a little more friendly than hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what I'll say is that kind of feels like you're like 2 years into marriage dynamic a little bit. Like I feel like they have more of a... like a partnership intimacy that I do think matters. I just don't think we've seen anything super steamy with the two of them yet.
And that's exactly the point I was trying to make. Like, I do, like, the end of the episode where we saw that that moment between them, that was cute. But I still just think that he sees her as, like, just someone to get information from. Like,
I don't know. It was steamy when she pulled him aside in the jungle and just started going at it.
And they were in bed
tonight.
That
was cool.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, to us, but not so much to them, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I want to go back to the shady thing because she was the one who said, you know, I'm not gonna name names, but immediately named names, like right in the next breath.
Yeah, I do.
That's shady.
That
too.
Was a little shady.
But she's my come from behind for me. Like, she, to me, was out of nowhere. She was not on my radar in the beginning of the season, and she has just stepped it up to me. I'm proud of her.
She has. However, we were going to talk a little bit more about Tayshia later on in the episode during our news and gossip because I have some gossip about Tayshia that might make you feel some sort of way. And I know people in the chat role, I got a DM about it on Instagram earlier today. So thank you for sharing that. We'll be talking about that later on. One real quick thing that will lead us into the other parts of the episode is why is Katie's opinion so important?
Yo.
Like, who is Katie? Like, why do we care? Strange. Like, yeah. Why is what Katie said, like, to Colton so important?
She's Dumbledore. So,
obviously.
Because there's nothing else. She was just the most recent one, but multiple. It was at least three had these prophecies, right? But we only keep going back to her.
Chat, can you guys please let us know why Katie is so damn important? Because I have no idea.
All I know is Chris Harrison has already shipped her invitation for Women Tell All because she needs to be the one there to clear all this up. Like, think about how explosive that's going to be.
We need
later.
Receipts. Isn't that what you say?
All the receipts. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. That is definitely my catchphrase.
No, I love it. I'm like trying to learn. I'm just
you got it, Jeff. You
Thank
got
you.
It.
Okay, so the next date goes to Kaylin, and they went snowboarding. I felt a little bad for her because I was like, this is not the ideal date to have, like, one-on-one time with someone. You're, like, busting your butt the entire time.
Yeah.
But whatever. So, obviously, Kaylin is confronted by Colton about what Tayshia said. Jeff, how do you think she handled herself?
I think she did as well as she could have. She was definitely caught off guard. The one thing we didn't talk about was how brilliantly edited the Kaylin Cassie reveal was, because the two of them were like, we're fine. Tayshia would never. And then it cuts and she's like, both Cassie and Kaylin. I was just like, oh, God. In terms of the date, I'm kind of not feeling any of these girls right now. And like,
If I can interrupt you,
please.
It was a while ago in the chat roll, but shout out to whoever said, rightly so, this is the first Bachelor where I feel like none of the girls like him. And they're all kind of putting it on.
Not with Ari, but with Colton.
That's what someone said.
I disagree with that.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
It's backing up a little bit.
Let's come back to that. Because I'm a little bit in between, I think, all three of you with that. But Kaylin, I think she did a pretty good job defending herself. But what I'll say in general about this episode that frustrated me the whole time was we got very specific things at the beginning. Tayshia said the girls talked about going to parties. They talked about meeting other people in the franchise. They talked about the Bachelorette. And then none of those specifics were ever brought up again once. It always...
That's not true. Kaylin did bring it up.
What'd she say?
She said about the Bachelorette specifically.
What did she say? She said, I didn't.
She said it never happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But wait, when did... I don't remember these conversations happening.
That was what Tayshia said.
It's never been aired, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's never been aired. Right. So, literally, Tayshia said, being the next Bachelorette, not being ready to get engaged after this, what parties they're going to, who they're going to know.
Right.
And, like, what Colton needed to do was sit all the girls down in a circle and be like, why was this suggested? Mm-hmm. When was this said? What did Katie hear? Because for the rest of the episode, it was all these vague musings about rumors and the...
That's what kind of pissed me off too, Jeff, because at one point it seemed like from the onset it was all based off of what Katie said. But then when Kirpa was talking about how she felt, she was talking about her own observations, her own opinions, and how the girls, specifically Kaylin and Cassie, their body language shifted after Vietnam, and that's what led her to believe that they're not ready for marriage. So, like, is it the comments that were said that we never heard, or was it the, like... It just seemed like the main thing that was incriminating these girls was so vague.
I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of agree with what Cassie said, and I just feel like the thirst is real. I feel like these girls are threatened by Cassie and Kaylin, and I feel like it's easy to, like, accuse, like, point a finger at those two.
And it makes it makes it that much more hard to believe it from Tayshia and Kirpa, considering they were the two with their mics still on at the end of that last episode saying that it's going to be them two in the end.
Right.
So this could easily just look like them just making up horse crap to put down the two front runners, arguably.
And also, you know what? Kirpa and Tayshia are both a little bit older. So no matter what, I feel like they're going to look at the younger girls and be like, they're not ready. They don't even know who they are. Just like an easy defense mechanism to
There's so much. Age has been such an interesting theme this season because Elise got booted, the Cougar Den.
Yeah.
And there's ageism on both ends because,
remember, there is ageism.
Kaylin
on both
goes,
ends.
What'd she say? She's like, and some desperate 28-year-old girl.
There's an insecure 28-year-old girl running around the house.
And Cassie's like, they reek of desperation. But then the other girls are trying to imply that these younger girls, it's kind of like you got the career girls and like the recent college grads.
Sure. Yeah. Those are easy tribes to break off into.
And they're total tribes this season, and I think both clans are guilty of ageism. It's crazy.
It's Survivor, baby, and that is my show. Starts Wednesday. If you want to come hang out with me on Survivor after show, maybe I am a little too Survivor Big Brother, because what I want to have happen is, first of all,
you bring back on
Yakes. If I can, what's that?
We need Yakes.
We can take a quick step back. You know, every single girl on this show has thought, if I come in second place, I'm probably going to be the Bachelorette. They're all thinking it, right? We know. But if they're being out about it and really talking about it, that's pretty messed up. So what I want is I feel like Colton should have switched this, made it a little bit more fun, a little bit less of him crying. Put them all through lie detectors.
Yeah.
You know the producers would eat it up. It would be amazing television, right? And just ask them, have you talked with the other girls about possibly being the next Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Boom. Oof. And then if they lie, you kick them out right away. Like, the rose is there on the lie detector.
Like, I love you, buddy. That's just the least Bachelor pitch I've ever heard.
Actually, you know what? There was a lie detector episode on Caitlin Bristow's season.
Yeah. Wow.
And then she ended up ripping up all the results at the end of the episode and not reading them.
Cop out.
Yes, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
I do agree that's never going to happen.
Well, it's funny because Diggy Moreland, who was on Rachel's season, he tweeted out, I saw during the episode, that he's like, we're mic'd up for 23.5 hours a day at a time. So Colton should have just flipped the script and went in the trailer and went to the producers and said, show me.
That's right. Just do it.
Absolutely. So you're not the only one with those thoughts.
Take control of your show.
To their point, I don't know. You think Colton has the cojones to do something like that right now?
I don't know.
I think Colton doesn't want to know. I think that as much as he does, I think he wants to believe his heart and like trust his feelings. And I think that he's definitely falling in love with Kaylin and Cassie. So if these are the two women that there's rumors about, he's like,
He doesn't want him to be true.
He was a lot more patient, I think, with the situation than the other she said situations we've seen all season.
Are you guys saying Colton's good at denial? That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
You know what?
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay, well, what do you think about Kaylin saying, I'm falling in love with you, to Colton?
She timed it well.
That's right. Yeah, that's all I had to say about that as well. I think that was her saving grace at the end of the conversation. Because, I mean, both Cassie and Kaylin said the same thing. It's like, it's just not true. Like, there's nothing to explain about it. Like, they kind of just left it at, like, no.
So I know.
There's nothing else to say.
I can't remember. Who was the first girl to actually name them by name and not just say, you should watch out.
Keisha.
There's some people. Was this the first time they actually said names, the two names?
To Colton?
Because before, were they just saying, we think it's they're referring to us, but no one actually
Tayshia said Kaylin and Cassie.
Yeah,
but just today.
Yeah.
This is just today. Just today.
Okay. I thought, I like Kaylin. I thought she was pretty genuine in what she was saying. That's how it came off to me. My gut.
I think so, too.
I like Kaylin, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I had her going very far. I had her winning when I started my bracket this year.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see. Obviously, Kaylin pops up a little bit later on, but I think that's a little telling for her too and her character.
That was weird.
It was weird. Okay, so what weirded me out was Colton taking Hannah home. Oh my god. And also like Colton's dad and all his muscles. I was like, okay, I'm here.
Colton's dad. All right, Colton's dad.
Are you getting the little daddy vibes over there?
Yeah, I'm here for those daddy vibes for sure.
If Colton's dad is watching, you look like an older brother. Like, good on you, bro. Yeah, like, very good. He moisturizes.
I will tell you, this was so misleading to me because I was like, wow, Colton.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly thought they went to hometowns, and I thought Hannah made it to final two.
Oh no! As soon as
because
I saw
of the
that,
teasers,
I was like, "That sucks, Hannah. You're done.
You guys really?
Oh man!
But before, last episode they played it as if Hannah B was long
Yeah.
Yeah,
I felt like we saw her hometown, but what it was, we saw her meeting his family.
Exactly.
Yeah. They played that.
It was so sneaky. Editing. Christine, going into this date, did you think Hannah B's going home?
I did. I had the inkling only because I was like, why would he want his family's opinion right now and not maybe play this later? I felt like he just needed someone that he trusted to give him the push to send her home, to be honest. And I think the mom's comment was really telling. She's like, well, you know how you feel about Colton, but do you know how he feels about you? And then from that point on, it was just ITMs of Colton saying, I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can get there. I'm like, you're not getting there, sweetie.
Yeah.
You're just not.
We need to be there, man. Hometown's next week. We got to be there.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I did not see this coming at all. I think I was definitely manipulated by the ABC. Mm-hmm. And I thought Hannah was making... I didn't understand why, because I didn't see it as far as Colton and their relationship. But damn, those teasers are good.
He also kept pressing her, like, well, why do you feel the way you feel about me? Like, he really wanted, like, a very concrete answer from her. And I don't think he pulled from anybody else. But she couldn't.
That line of questioning and that kind of stuff is always strange to me. Is there any world where she says something and he's like, you're right, you are staying.
Right. What's setting her up to fail?
I think you're totally right. Like, what can she say to convince you that, oh, wait, you are falling in love with her?
You're feeling it or not.
I can tell you, I think.
Okay.
So, this is my thing with Hannah B.
Jeff looks like he just discovered a secret every time he's like, ah!
Apparently, like, Jeff does this all the time.
The show gets, I will say, this show gets me so amped, guys. I love The Bachelor. But, okay, so, my wife is like, she watched me watch this episode the other day, and she's like, when did you become obsessed with this show? And I was like, this season. But here's what I'll say about what Hannah B., I think, should have said. My problem with Hannah B. all season, and I've been harping on Hannah B., and I liked her much more this episode than I usually do, mm-hmm. but she's never actually articulated a thought. Have you guys ever heard Hannah B. say anything?
No. I've heard her smile and look around.
She's played with sticks.
And yes.
But like this,
actually, no, she definitely articulated a thought tonight.
Once she was
like, I don't want to bring you home if you do.
After she was booted,
she articulated her beef with Kaylin and like their pageant stuff.
But she never said anything specific even then. And when Colton asked her, what do you like about me? She's like, I just love falling in love. And I love this journey. And she didn't say anything about him. She never had the ability to say anything about him. Which, when you love someone, you need to have words about why.
Do you think that's a remnant of pageant life?
Maybe.
I feel like a lot of pageant things get the air. I don't have any experience, so someone correct me. But it feels like they almost have the air of politicians.
Yeah.
Where whatever question is, they've got to spin it, and it's got to be positive, and almost don't go one way or the other. So it works for everybody.
I mean, I don't really think this is fair, though, because Kaylin said, I'm falling in love with you, and didn't have to back it up with, like, 10
right, that's
reasons
true. That's
as
true.
To why.
Did he ask them?
Yep.
Maybe they didn't show it.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, to my point before, I feel like it was just setting it up to have a reason to say goodbye to her, because I just, like, you're right. What could she have said that would have been like, this is the thing? Plus, what bothered me was when her family, I think it was her dad, said, like, why, I think they were asking, like, why she was into him or what attracted him, and she said that she was very impressed with the way he handled it when it was his turn.
Yeah.
And that, and I was like, wait, what are you actually saying by that?
I felt like that meant she has no idea who Colton was.
That's yes. how it came off to me. Yeah. And I thought that was weird that she led with that. Like, oh, I just like the way that he handled himself last season. She saved it at the end of her statement. She said, because, you know, the way he carried himself is what I look for in a partner. But, like, what about how he carried himself last season? Like, I needed more, yeah, like...
Definitely. So, to your point, is that she doesn't really give any information, actually, in what she said.
And if she had one specific about him, I'm really impressed by the way that you speak to me clearly. Or, you know, I think, granted, they've been on 2 dates, and that's the hard thing about this show, is what can you say about anyone you've known for 3 weeks? But I think at that point, he needed specifics as to why. And she just wasn't able to provide any specifics.
I will tell you that this is the first time I thought that maybe Hannah B. had a chance at being the Bachelorette.
Yes.
I feel like they gave her a great edit. I feel like she seemed like a strong woman who's like, she just had a great exit.
Mm-hmm. She had a great exit.
I disagree.
You do? Why?
She doesn't look like the Bachelorette to me.
Okay, maybe.
She hasn't from the beginning.
Look?
Not physical appearance. Okay. No, the whole air of her and how she carries herself and the vibe. And someone just said it in the chat roll, she can't turn the pageant off. I don't know if it's that, if that's what I'm feeling, but I just don't see it.
I mean, I agree with that. However, I do think this last, like, couple minutes for her was the best edit she's been given.
Yep. I agree with that, for sure.
That was the most compelling moment for her, where I, you know, and I haven't been as hot on her all season, but I was like, damn, girl.
But is that it? She knew it was over, so did we almost see some of the real...
Maybe.
Come out.
No, that was
she didn't
bummer.
Have to have any kind of front anymore, if that's what it is.
I think that's so. A great point.
Well, maybe America will want to see more of that.
Yeah.
It made
if she's
sad.
In charge, if she's in the lead.
It bummed me out because I was like, where was this? You have opinions? You have thoughts? I was like, where was, like, you have self assurance? Like, she was like, I deserve more.
Yes.
I was like, I've never seen you as an individual person. It was the first time I saw individuality and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I wish we would have seen. So maybe, I think she's a very dark horse for Bachelorette, but if she's able to have self-assurance and her own thoughts, she could be a really interesting Bachelorette. I don't know, because she's spunky. She's kind of funny. She's quirky.
Eh.
Who knows?
Can we watch a season of her?
TJ Crawford in his chat role said, I believe Hannah will come back. Last promo showed her going to Colton's room wearing a black halter and doing her roar. They haven't shown that yet.
That's a good point. We've seen her roar a lot, guys.
I know, but I think...
the black halter.
But there was that promo in his room, right?
I like it. Come back.
I don't know. Okay, I'm down
for
that.
Make it happen.
I mean, Kaylin already started the comebacks tonight.
Ooh. Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts about when the women go home like this is seeing the girls' reactions to the suitcase being pulled out of the room. It's like, so, oh my gosh.
It's so ridiculous. They act so shocked every time.
Or so sad. They're probably so happy.
Like, guys, this has to happen for you to win.
Absolutely. Okay, before we
get pumped
onto the group date rose, we just want to give you guys a quick little reminder. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our chat roll is blowing up right now every single week. There are more and more views and more downloads, and we're so happy that you guys are loving our show and joining us. Just a quick reminder to please subscribe to our channel and give our video a thumbs up. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are. We want to hear your opinions and for you to spill the tea just as much as we do over here. And if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, and subscribe. Right, guys?
Yes.
Yes. We appreciate you so much.
We're especially pushing those 5-star ratings on iTunes, guys. Those help us more than you know. And we know you're obsessed with The Bachelor, so are we, and we're just trying to spread the love. So if you guys give us those 5 stars on iTunes, it upvotes our podcast. Excuse me. And it's really helpful. So.
And if you've already given one, tell a friend to give one.
Yes.
If you give us a 5-star rating, you can vote on how many buttons you want Jeff to undo on the shirt for next episode.
I went a little deep. I went a little deep this week. I had one more before the show, and I asked the panel, do I do it?
That was guys, way unnecessary, that extra button.
I voted this is the
starting point. It only goes more from here.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
How bad do you want to roast, Jeff?
How bad? Jeff just comes shirtless next week.
You guys don't want that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, so let's get into the booth. Yeah, right? The last part of the episode, the group date. This is where the drama goes down. We have Heather, we have Kirpa, we have Cassie, we have Hannah G.
Kumite. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, were you surprised that Heather sent herself home within like 5 minutes of this date? I'm like, girl, why'd you even spend the week there?
Props to Heather.
Yeah, I guess
like
you gotta give her
she
some
was
credit.
Like, yep, you know what? Nope, this is... I feel like she felt... He's going to boot me this episode.
So
I'm going to go out on my terms. Oh, I don't want to deal with any of the drama or whatever, so goodbye.
Renee.
Got my kiss.
Did she initially pitch that Heather was a producer? I think that was Renee. If she was, this is how you get rid of a producer. You know what I mean? Like, so I think
Heather's not a producer. Where do we believe that?
Because she was stirring all the initial Kaylin, Hannah B. tea. She was really fanning that flame. So
she was.
Can I say one hot take?
Yeah,
real
go
quick?
For it.
Okay, again... I know a lot of you guys aren't going to love this, so if this is a component of our conspiracy that you don't like, just tune this out. We've talked about, there's been a little speculation about if Colton really knows who he is in terms of who his partner would be long term. And we've seen 3 girls leave on their own terms this season. And I was listening to some other coverage that was saying it might be that deep down instinct that these women know Colton's never going to be a long game partner for them. Oof. So it's, you know, maybe there's a little bit of G-A-Y-D-A-R going off. And them knowing deep down, you know, like, you're so great, but this isn't for me.
A little what?
A little, gaydar. Maybe gaydar. It's their gaydar going off.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a hot take. And again, I don't even think Colton is necessarily, but I thought it'd be interesting to throw out because that's what we do on this panel is, you know, pitch theories and conspiracies. And I don't know. We've never seen a season where 3 women have left on their own.
I think that's a good point. And it's hard for us because, like, we're so immersed in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're there and you're having those feelings and you're not really sure, you're like, okay, like, this guy's not interested in me for whatever reasons. Like, yeah, you can remove yourself. And you're right. We've never seen so many people do that before.
3.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't get it from a fundamental perspective. You got to bet these girls have been trying for years to get on The Bachelor.
Since they were like, what, in middle school? I mean,
I don't think it's like that for everybody.
Yeah. Not for everybody, but a bunch of them. For me, I wouldn't jump out because you've only known him for a little bit of time.
It's
maybe
a big choice.
Maybe you don't
choice.
Like him right off the bat. Maybe one more week and some quirky thing would have happened and you would have really had a connection.
I don't know.
So I just think it's strange.
I mean, so, if you're playing the game though, and you want to go to paradise, maybe it would be in your best interest to stay a little longer.
Absolutely.
So I'm very confused why some girls might exit a little sooner, but you know what? Colton's kind of a goober. Maybe they were like, I'm not really feeling it.
It could be a coincidence that we just happen to have three girls that found out they really are uncomfortable with the cameras. Something random happened with another girl and they just wanted to get back out of it.
I honestly think Jeff's theory is more spot on than the girls all of a sudden being uncomfortable with the camera. I will tell you though that people in the chat role are feel different sorts of way. Mm-hmm. Liza says, Colton had a twinkle in his eye looking at Ben and I loved it.
Oh my God.
Lex said, spot on, Jeff. Wouldn't they compete for the Bachelorette anyway, though? Sounds like the real girls went home. And Tootie said, have you seen Colton when he's making out with Hannah or Cassie? Gay where?
Okay.
So, I mean, do we all different thoughts and opinions.
Do we as a panel think Colton really knows what he really wants?
I think that's the issue.
Yes. That's what the girls are feeling.
Yeah. That's another take on the same type of feeling, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Which is, yeah, totally.
However, I will say, though, when I see him with Cassie, he just seems so smitten by her.
I agree.
Her
yeah.
That I'm like, gosh, I think he knows he wants to be in love. Mm. I just don't think he knows enough about himself to be, like, comfortable in any decision.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, he obviously knew he wanted to send Hannah B home.
Right.
But he had to, like, make sure he got the approval from his parents that it was okay to do that almost.
Yeah. It's such a big moment for three women to leave on their own. So I'm curious in the comments, if we're not hitting exactly what you think, let us know. Because I just feel like we can't ignore it.
No.
That three women are leaving on their own.
Right.
It's such an unprecedented thing. So what do you guys think is going on?
I just think women are doing things on their own terms.
Yeah, which
it's
is great.
It's in the air, you know? Feminine energy, feminism, all that power.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm reaching. I like that.
If they got what they wanted out of the show, I think that's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. I just think Colton is extremely non-aggressive. That's why I liked Demi for him, because it's kind of a yin and yang thing. They kind of complete each other, because he's so not that.
Right.
That I think he needs it. I don't know if he wants it, but I think that's what he needs. Because just like we're saying, he's kind of unsure. So that's why the aggressive girls, I mean, Hannah G was aggressive on the massage day and everything. She didn't even have to talk to her. She's just like, Rose, just go. Just go back. You're not going anywhere.
We did not see one word. We literally
does she talk?
Heard giggles. And also, that's
because she knew she was like, I got this.
Hannah G is low key shady though. Because
you think so?
No. Well, I mean, she just maybe not shady, but she's strategic.
Yes,
because
she's strategic.
She was sitting there with Tayshia and Kirpa and them, and just being like, "Oh yeah, you're gonna say something."
She's
like,
yep.
But she just
That's it.
But she sounded like she agreed with them.
Yes.
About the other
girls. She did.
But she seems like she's friends with Kaylin and Cassie. That's why I'm not sure where her allegiance lies. To be honest,
it's really interesting because I was trying to think of like how the girls are split up in the house, right? Because obviously some people become closer than others. So we know Kaylin and Cassie are super close. So then what's the other group? Like Tayshia,
Kirpa,
Hannah B, and Hannah G? And Demi? Because I feel like we saw Hannah B, Demi, and Hannah G a lot together after.
They comforted her when she went home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think Hannah G is kind of a free agent. Mm-hmm. I think she can float. Because, I think, she's young enough and, pageanty enough to, be in with Kaylin and
Cassie.
Mm-hmm. But then, somehow she's managed to, win the trust of the career women.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
But I think that's exactly where you want to be because you don't really care about being in a tribe. You're trying to get with Colton. So if you're kind of cool with everybody and no one talks junk about you, then, whatever.
She's
these
playing
girls
the smartest.
Do all their nonsense. I'm going with the guy.
She's playing the smartest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is, for sure. I think for me during this episode, I was like, Kirpa, do you even like Colton? I'm sure you care for him as a person. That's kind of why you want to blow up Cassie's spot. But you don't want to be with Colton. I mean, did any part of you during this episode think that, Kirpa was trying to win Colton over and actually wanted to bring him home to her family? Because no part of me believed that.
Kirpa seemed like a weird observer who was, brought in to just kind of, give her opinions. And, she was kind of like this sage counsel that, Colton, they never had a connection.
Never.
Not at all.
Never.
Kirpa felt kept slipping by. There was always some bigger target on Rose Ceremony
Night. I love
night.
How you're totally thinking about
I'm
this
Survivor.
In Big Brother
I'm Survivor,
terms.
Big Brother. Yeah. But she kind of kept floating by, and she was kind of safe, I think. And I agree. I never saw it between the two of them. Never saw really a connection. I actually, my most excited for her was tonight when they had their little kiss. I was like, oh, that actually seemed like a sweet, real kiss.
But prior to that kiss, me and Christina both pointed it out when we were watching that her body language was so strange.
Mm, so strange.
That was something I never understood about them. Even when they had their little market date back in either Thailand or Vietnam, I'm not sure where they were at the time, just sitting across from each other, it's just very, like, deadpan. Like, I don't want to harp on the girl if that's her natural mannerisms. I'm not trying to, like, talk junk, but I never saw it. I was baffled at the fact that she was crying so hard in the car ride home. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You didn't you didn't like him. You were trying to be his therapist and make sure he didn't pick the wrong person, but you were never trying to make sure that he picked you.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Lauren and Kaya both in the chat role said Kirpa has a stronger connection to her Band-Aid than to Colton.
Aww, and it was gone today, so she had to leave too.
Yeah, Herps. So she...
Maybe it was like, I'm not going to have him, so I don't want neither of you girls to have him.
I think that's what it is. I think she was like, I know I'm not going to end up with Colton, but like, I definitely don't think you're good enough for him.
She was Team Tayshia. She was Tayshia's vice president.
Or Hannah G. But I will say, and I know I wasn't here, I don't know how much you guys talked about this last week, but when I heard Tayshia and Kirpa talking with like the mics on about how like, it's going to be us two at the end, girl.
That was so strange.
It felt so weird, so strange, so shady. And so I don't know if I like, I don't know whose side am I on. Like, Christine, whose side are you on? Are you on Tayshia and Kirpa's side or Cassie and Kaylin?
Can I say neither?
That's how I feel.
I don't really...
Hannah G?
Your team Hannah G.
Yeah.
Right, because that's you, Jeff.
I feel like I'm team Hannah G because she's all that's left. Like, I wish... because Hannah G hasn't really given me a reason to like her besides... She's very pretty.
Very pretty.
And, like, Colton seems to like her.
Yeah.
But again, like, I shaded Hannah G 3 weeks ago because of her view toward... you know, the natives of specific countries.
Yeah, you're stuck on that.
I am stuck on that.
That's okay.
So, I just think it's tough because I don't really strongly dislike any of these girls, but I don't really strongly like any of these girls. And the way all of this drama was handled this episode and the lack of directness and the fighting in one episode, but like talking on the couch the next episode, I was like, why is anyone here? Do any of these people have like strong opinions? You're mad 1 minute, but then you're playing Scrabble the next. And I just didn't get this episode was very confusing to me.
I will say, and someone said it in the chat earlier, that they thought it was very telling of Kaylin's reaction in her ITMs, the fact that she started dropping F-bombs. She went from, like, demure, like, oh, my God, like, why would someone say this to me? Like, I'm going to effing tell this, you know, I'll tell her off. In her defense, if someone is lying on you, I can see how you'd be upset. But, like, that was the quickest switch I think I've seen from her thus far.
I don't know about that. If that was you and you really, like, were there and you were falling in love with Colton and someone who you don't even feel that close to or you feel like you even know went to him and said that, like, you're only here to be the next Bachelorette or you're, like, not there for him, I'd be like, who the hell does this girl think she is? You know what I mean? You have to, like, defend yourself and you're a man. Like, they're not showing the behind the scenes. So I feel like, if anything, during that time, I'm like, okay, that... It makes sense that she's so mad. And same with Cassie.
But could you also see a world where they really were talking about that stuff? And they thought that all the girls had a kind of unspoken pact we're not going to talk about. And then she brought it out like, whoa.
Yes, however, I don't think that Tayshia never thought about that either.
Absolutely not. Oh, of course.
Yeah. I think Tayshia for sure was like, okay, obviously I think I'm team Cassie and Kaylin. I'm noticing this as I'm speaking.
I think so.
I think I'm team Cassie and Kaylin because I just see the most connection with the two of them and with Colton. So for me, it makes sense that they would get upset and that he would choose them. But also, I really do like how Hannah G has not fed into any of the situation.
Hannah G had me at the spa date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say I'm confused about,
too. In the shower.
Too. I know. They both love showering. The thing I'm confused about, too, is at the very beginning of the episode, Kaylin and Cassie didn't seem ready because they were talking about going to parties and meeting people. We had all these specifics. Then it shifted to that night in Vietnam where they were so defensive.
Right.
That's not enough. That's not enough to prove that someone's not ready. If anything, it proves that they're serious because they're scared they're in jeopardy. Like, I feel like I'm kind of paranoid. I'd be nervous if I found out Colton was worried about people. I might be the person that's like, oh, I hope it's not me.
And we don't know. Maybe they had gotten in a fight with Katie before. Maybe they had words and they thought, oh, well, that she said something. She obviously means us because we already had words.
But I'm just like, this night in Vietnam isn't enough to make all these judgments about Cassie and Kaylin. And like, they're like, if they knew in their heart, they wouldn't be worried. But it's not their job to know if Colton likes them.
Right.
I mean, it's right. Colton's job.
Everyone is worried at this point.
They should be worried. Yeah. I feel like if you're not worried, it's a red flag.
Okay.
Kripa made it seem like everyone in the house was on this the same consensus.
Right. I know.
She's like, everyone saw the shift.
You guys, what about Kaylin coming into this date to defend Cassie?
Crazy.
Bad move. Bad game move. I think.
Thinking along the lines of that, I thought the same thing. I was like, this girl's like your direct competition.
Right.
But she just went and saved her.
Now, I wasn't even thinking it from that perspective. To me, you've got a rose. Stay away. Stay away from all the drama because as soon as she came back, I got excited that Colton was about to take her rose away and give it to somebody else.
Kaylin's rose?
Yeah. That would have been. I saw that and I was like, oh, what if she comes in and says something he doesn't like or admits, you know, I did say that, but I didn't really mean it. That's going to be the twist. Take that rose. Yeah. Kripa gets a rose now.
Interesting.
That would have been like a to-be-continued type episode.
If you've got a rose, stay away.
Yeah, you're right. It was. I don't know if it was smart for her to go back, but it ended up playing. And this is the season where breaking the rules is good for you.
Kayla in the chat world said that Kaylin coming back was a good bachelorette move.
Oh, that, interesting.
Like, that I'm about.
How come?
Because I think she is the next bachelorette.
I think it was, you know, like, even though she really wants to end up with him at the end, she cannot let someone innocently go through this.
She defends other women. Yes. She's like, okay, that's interesting.
I think that's a bachelorette power play. But I do think they were good friends. And if she did feel like they were totally innocent and didn't say this, then I respect her for going in there to defend her friend when she's her biggest competition.
Do you think she needed it? Do you think up until that point Cassie was going home? No, I didn't think so either.
There's no way. I'm sorry. There's no situation where Colin is choosing Kripa over Cassie. I mean, just based off like their past dates and everything that we've seen.
Yeah.
No way. Their connection is so strong. They have so much chemistry, at least physical chemistry between each other. And I feel like there was a moment tonight where Colton was talking to Cassie and Cassie didn't say anything. She just looked at him. And I felt like you can see Colton like melting.
Yeah. Oh, they have so much physical chemistry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm thinking all about this Kaylin going back in, bachelorette edit. What if they didn't show us Kaylin and Colton's conversation because it'll be revealed to us later, like when she becomes the bachelorette? Like,
sick.
They're saving it.
Yes.
Because we saw her walking.
We saw their combo a little.
Did we?
Well, no. We saw like the beginning of it.
Just almost like the intro, yeah. Oh,
and then she
good.
Walked right out, did not even look at Cassie and Kripa. I feel like there was something said there.
I don't know, though, if I'm here for Kaylin as a bachelorette. I guess we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out, but it'd be interesting. I'm excited, though, for hometown dates next week, you guys. Is there one hometown you're most excited to see, Jeff?
I'm interested to see the interracial components will be very interesting, I think, when Colton goes to Tayshia's house.
Okay.
What about you, Mike?
Hannah G. I think this hometown with Hannah G is going to cement her position. I think you're going to go in and her family is going to be, my prediction, her family is going to be the opposite of her. Much more outgoing and fun, and they're just going to pull Colton right in and he's going to love it.
I'm most excited for Cassie's hometown because I think if something goes even remotely wrong, that is going to crush Colton's world because I think he is most set on her. And if he gets any pushback from her family, that's just going to send him into tears.
Fences.
No.
Come on.
Something, especially, you know what's making me think that too, that something could go wrong is just we did get a glimpse of Cassie in the back of a car doing an exit interview or what looked like an exit interview. So I'm like kind of nervous. Maybe things don't go Colton's way. I don't know.
Christine, I agree with you. I'm most excited to see Cassie's family and her hometown date because I couldn't agree more. I feel like if something goes wrong, Colton's world will be crushed. Yeah. And I don't want that to happen for him, but it'd be interesting to see, let's just say.
Yeah, plus they've already set it up like they both come from this like amazing Christian background with similar morals and views. And what if they're just like, nah, we don't like this guy for you?
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Chat roll wants fence jump right now.
Who doesn't want fence jump?
I don't know.
I guess we'll have to wait. But so you guys, let's get into our special segment, tweeting for the right reasons, and make sure you stay tuned because after that we have some good news and gossip. So this special segment is where we share some of our favorite tweets from you guys from Bachelor World. So this is my tweet. It's from Liza. It says, "Bye, Seedless country artist I will never see again." And I love this because Caitlin was so excited to see, I don't even know who the artist was, but every single season this happens there's some artist or some performer that you have no idea who they are.
Every time.
Bearded McCountry guy.
Hey, and shout out to Liza for always being so responsive in our chat.
Yeah,
and
using our
hashtag. We have it. If you didn't know, we have a hashtag. Hashtag tweeting for the right reasons. And I think we have one person who uses it. So next week, guys, let's get some more in there. We'll shout you out. Oh, I'm next. Okay, so, I always see tweets I love that are deep and exciting, but I always see a fence jump tweet, and I just can't resist them. This one, it's Colton, action, getting a little upset, and then it says, fence jumping stands, aka everyone who's so excited for the fence jump, and then it's a picture of Aziz Ansari just being so excited. Because that's all of us. Every time we think there might be a fence jump.
And literally our entire chat roll, who just screamed, hashtag fence.
I know. It's everyone.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So my tweet was about Kaylin. And it's Kaylin busting in the date, about to whoop Kirpa's ass for talking shit. And it's Big Bird knocking down a door.
That's hilarious.
Ready to start trouble. And I couldn't think of anything more appropriate.
Yes.
So good.
And my tweet,
I'm dying with this.
Yep. There's Kirpa, and it makes you wonder, were all these accidents through the entire season just foreshadowing what was going to happen to her? Snitches really do get stitches, son.
I also want to honorable mention all the Harry Potter tweets of the train.
Oh, the train, Hogwarts train. Oh, it's so good.
Hagrid waving to Harry is called waving to Heather.
Love it.
I did see a funny one of like Heather, and it's like Heather on her way to kiss more guys. Just like, bye.
So funny.
I love that the producers and the editors stick with that gag for the whole season.
Well, never been kissed.
Finally has been kissed. I love it.
So funny.
So good.
Okay, so this little Us Weekly article slid into my DMs today. Yeah. And I wish I had your name off the top of my head. I'm so sorry. I thought I wrote it down, but I can't find it. Thank you for sending
it to
us.
We'll say it next week.
We'll say it next week. So, apparently, The Bachelor's Tayshia Adams was exclusively dating her ex until the day before she left for the show.
Woo.
So, this is kind of an interview. It's an article about her ex-boyfriend, Chase Oswong, who is kind of telling his whole story. Apparently, they were dating until she left the day before. Now, I read this whole article, and you guys are going to have to read it for yourselves. I'll actually link it in the comments in case you can't find it, but it's by Us Weekly. I have two theories about it. One, I feel like he might just be trying to get attention.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were never committed. Mm-hmm. There was never an exact title to their relationship, which he said. And I feel like she was probably just, like, casually dating him and was never committed to him and was like, yeah, I'm going to go on the show, because he knew about the show. It's not like they were dating and all of a sudden she stopped calling him and ghosted him for a couple months
and then she didn't tell. Is it possible she didn't tell?
Well, no, he says he knew about it.
Sorry.
He says he knew about it. So why I feel like it's her ex-boyfriend just trying to get some publicity for himself.
Yeah.
Also, if we are going to put Tayshia on the cross and crucify her for dating someone before the show, can we talk about the fact that Colton was dating Tia before he got on The Bachelorette?
Yeah. Yes.
And
I can't wait for Tia to show up on this season.
I'm just saying, we can't
come through, Tia.
No. I mean, I don't know if it's fair to crucify somebody for that.
Okay, responding to what you said, Christina, mm-hmm. even if the both of them did know she was going on The Bachelor and they continued their relationship, still shady. Right?
Even if she was going on... Wait, I'm sorry, say that
You're
again.
Fine. So you said that in this situation, they would have both known for a long time. But even if they both knew and dated through that, that's still shady. Because she's not going on
for the right reasons.
Right? Yes. So, I think regardless, it's not good for her.
It's definitely not good for her. And if someone in the chat room said that people are kind of like crucifying Tayshia right now in her Instagram comments, which is terrible. I don't understand why everyone is so mean. Make your own opinions and keep them to yourself.
Internet.
Although I guess that's not what we're doing here. Huh? I know. No.
Keep your opinions to yourself.
Oops, right? It's like the kettle calling the
pot. Oops. Yeah. But we're really not mean, are we, guys?
I think we're pretty nice.
I think so, too. However, anyways, I just read this article, and at first I saw the headline, and I was like, oh, man, Tayshia's so shady. And it just taught me to remember to read the whole article before you judge a story by the headline, because if you continue reading it, literally her ex-boyfriend's like, oh, we're still friends. I'm like, dude, you are just trying to get some publicity on Us Weekly. Yeah. He, like, linked his IG, probably, and that's
also,
it.
Also, he's a model. Like, he's looking for clout. Yeah. Also, to my other point, it came out, what, last week or the week before, that Cassie was on a different reality TV show, and we all were so pressed about that. Come to find out, she's not with the dude anymore. This was shot before The Bachelor, and the promo came out the same day of her one-on-one to drum up attention. So, same thing here. Tayshia just got into the hometown dates. Oof. Boom, a story drops about her past relationship.
For sure.
I'm not stupid. Okay.
Okay. Okay, girl.
Here's what I'll say, though.
I feel like her shady moves in the house aside, like, I felt the need to defend that point. Yeah. Because I just think that's irrational.
That's really interesting, because we didn't talk about this at all. You had no idea I was kind of going to defend her.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
We didn't. We both read the article. So I read it before we got on, and I was like, you know something, actually.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say it. I don't know if anyone's here for the right reasons. Hannah G, influencer before getting on, red flag. Cassie, on a reality show before she went on, red flag. Tayshia, dated an ex up until the day before she went on, red flag. Who's left?
Kaylin.
Maybe Kaylin. I don't know. Kaylin is looking like the least manipulative right now.
I just think it's hard for us to continue saying they're not here for the right reasons. It's a completely different day and age in the Bachelor world.
Fair.
I do think that everyone goes on there for an experience with open to finding love.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair.
I'm sorry, like, there's no way in this day and age with social media you're going to be like, oh, this, like, you're not going to find someone who doesn't have an Instagram. And, like, if they get more followers out of it, like, good for them. I don't, maybe that's an initial reason, but I do think genuinely everyone who goes on there wants to find love and is open to it.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's all you can ask for in the social media age of the Bachelor world.
Fair enough.
So, you guys, next week is hometown dates. We cannot wait to be back here and discuss it with you guys. In the meantime, you can follow me all over social media at Miss Zias. Jeff, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
You can find me everywhere at Mike Thielen.
And you guys, we'll see you here next week. Let us know in the chat role, are you team Cassie? Are you team Cassie Kaylin? Are you Kirk Acacia? Let us know all your tea, drop all the thoughts, and we want to hear your thoughts on the Tayshia's article too.
Yes.
We'll be checking. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.